Two things are going to happen in today's second date update. One, we're going to try to get this dude another date.
Yeah.
And two, it's going to be a karaoke off.
Whoa. I kissed a girl and I liked it. She was wearing some chappy chapstick. I kissed a girl. She was digging it. Hey, everybody. Check out my MySpace page.
Oh, my God. Is that really your go-to song? Because it changes the meaning of that song a lot when you sing it.
It is my go-to song. And yeah. I post all of my karaoke songs on my MySpace page.
Okay. And they're all Katy Perry for some reason.
Yes, they are. And Eric, who's on the phone right now, is a big karaoke guy. That's where he said he met the girl that he wants to call today. And that kind of ruffled my feathers because I'm ready for a challenge, Eric.
Oh, okay.
After we do the second date, you and I, karaoke off. What do you say?
Yeah, I think so. Let's do it.
All right.
He's like, you're weird, man. What's your go-to karaoke song?
You know, I sing a lot of stuff, but like if I really want to impress people, I do Born to Run. That's my go-to.
Born to Run.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you sang the night that you met the woman in question?
You know, it is. I actually just sung Born to Run, and her name's Anna.
She came
and sat down at my table with like me and my guys.
I was thinking maybe she threw her panties at the stage. That's what I get when I sing. Chicks take off their undies and throw them at me.
So that's weird.
So Anna heard you sing and came and sat down with you guys?
Yeah, she did. You know, when you... If you can nail karaoke, it's all the work you have to do. They come to you, you know?
Oh, really? Yeah. You're like a bona fide celebrity at that point.
That's all you need to do. So is this a situation where you're not getting a call back, or did you guys actually end up going out on a date?
Well, both, kind of. So we were talking, and she was like, you want to get out of here? So I was like, yeah, let's get out of here. And we went to like another, like a quieter bar so we could just talk.
Okay.
Right? Like I left my guys, and it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
So we did kind of go on a date. Like, we met and kept going out that night.
Whoa.
And how did your quiet time at the other bar go?
I thought it went really well. Like, we had several drinks, and I'd already been drinking at the karaoke bar, so it's a little fuzzy.
Okay.
But, like, I thought we really connected, you know? Like, it was one of the most intimate sort of first dates I've ever had. Like, we really talked about, like... sad stuff. We connected, I thought.
Like, that sounds like a great experience. Like,
yeah.
What kind of sad stuff did you talk about?
No, not super sad. Just like, I vaguely remember talking about our exes, and I like talked about my ex. I think I may have cried at one point.
Oh, that's not good.
Why do you think this is a good experience in retrospect?
No, it was good because we felt connected, I thought.
Uh-huh.
It was like a level of intimacy that you can only achieve with someone you really are connected with.
Was she into the crying though? Like, yeah. Did she reciprocate or comfort you, or was she just like, I have to go?
I remember her being nice. I mean, again, you know, I drank like a night's worth of drinking at two different bars. So yeah. I kind of twice as drunk as normal.
So What's interesting to me is that you're calling thinking this was a good experience when most people, if they ended up crying at a bar with some lady that they never met, would be calling to apologize.
You know, I hear what you're saying, but it was like we really had something. From my perspective, it didn't feel like pitiful or sad.
Okay.
It felt like important.
So if the crying isn't the reason she's not calling you back, what do you think it was?
Oh God, maybe she met someone else. I don't know. I thought that it was great.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and get your second date update, all right?
Sure.
Don't cry while we're gone.
I'll try.